Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. Jim entitled his column Energy Trends Month. And here's what he has to say about that. Jim says, last week I was in Norway. I wish that when I landed there I had started counting the Tesla automobiles. I was there for a brief 3 days before I headed over to Finland, and I'll bet I saw 200 or 300 Teslas. Certainly I saw more than I have ever seen in the United States since they were introduced here a number of years ago. I came to find out there are great tax incentives available for Tesla owners in Norway. When it was introduced in Norway in 2013, the Tesla tax advantage was about $135,000, when the price of the car was $112,000. The government was paying high-income individuals who could take advantage of all the tax breaks to take the car. Last October, the Norwegian government was talking about cutting the Tesla tax advantage, but by November, that was off the table. Norway leads the world in electric vehicle ownership at 28.8% as compared to 0.9% in the United States. And all this drives home the point that old Jim has made many times over and over. Energy costs are political. I don't care if you're talking oil, gas, coal, wood, solar, wind, thermal, or any other energy source you can conjure up, they all have their proponents and detractors. It's just a matter of what is in favor at a particular time, at a particular location in the world, when you're talking about energy costs. We seldom see energy costs as a pure cost of extraction and production, plus overhead and profit. Energy costs nearly always have some asterisks beside their category. There was a time when this was not so. In the 1970s and early 1980s, we were genuinely worried about running out of energy and doing so soon. It has now become an issue of what price and what is politically correct. In the 1970s, gas stations closed at dusk, and the speed limit was 55 miles per hour. No longer. Of course, it is the same in industrial settings as it is in the retail settings I have been discussing here. We have every sort of energy generator we can think of at our pulp and paper mill locations. So what is a manager to do? I've cautioned in the past, do not remove an energy-generating device unless it is completely worn out. It just may come back in favor. Worse than that, though, is the problem of planning. It is difficult to plan more than a couple of years out when it comes to energy sources. Which leaves the frustrated mill manager with one solution. Use as little energy as possible. I don't care what form it is in. Using less eliminates the other problems of qualifying for rebates, discounts, tax breaks, and so forth. Over the years, I have found using less energy is a never-ending exercise. One can go through a mill thoroughly 1 year, and come back 2 years later and find significant savings again. We'll talk about these opportunities in coming weeks. Speaking of energy, most of it is dangerous. Be careful around any energized sources. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.